Jesus. Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
part. To marry one woman, see other women who are even throwing themselves on you. If Jesus is not in the equation, you can't handle that. So the reason why you can't handle that is that Christ is not in your life. Because what will stop me from committing adultery is not my effort, it's Christ. Now hear this. Hey, stop crying. Let me give it to you. As I'm preaching here, the only good thing in me is Jesus Christ. The only good thing in Pastor Sian is Jesus Christ. The only good thing in Pastor Elijah is Jesus Christ. Pastor Abed is Jesus Christ. That means that if you want to know the red, this man, take Christ out. So listen to me. You don't know Prophet now. You don't know your father. You only know the Christ in me. Now hear me. If you cheat me and you use me and you go and I don't mind you, it's because of. By nature, I am not built that way. By nature, my temperament don't stand, but the Christ in me does not permit me to do something. So, hey, I am telling that husband that your wife is not a fool. Your wife is not a dummy. Your wife is not weak. There is something in her that is making you feel like he's a fool. Don't try. A lot of people take advantage of Christians. They think that they are dummies, they are fools. No, I'm not a dummy. I am not a dummy. If I didn't become a pastor, only one job is to be a military officer. I'm a soldier. But this time, maybe I'm a chief of defense staff. I am sure running school, I could have been part of it. Major. My uncle was a commander of the jungle warfare. I got excited. One of my attractions was Galabuleta when they were beating people. They slap people arm. I started practicing slap with a tree. But to see how it worked. My uncle never allowed me to come to the military. I tried several times. Somebody found that. One day told me, say, if I took you in the military, see the way you are preaching. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm not weak. I'm not weak. Tell the person, I'm not dummy. The way you think. No. Some of you are borrowed from people you don't pay. The reason why they don't talk is Christ. No. But let me tell you another group of people. As you are here, the level of consecration is not the same. Huh? Prophet, and when you push me out. I may let you push me out to the river. But don't try that on Marty. There are people, there is a limit to where they can go. If we take Christ out, nothing good is in everybody. It's nothing good in everybody. No. That is why you cannot stay in this kingdom without Christ. If you don't take the Christ-like nature, you will do the unthinkable. You will disgrace him in a kingdom. Do you know why you are disgracing Christ? You are not fully taking him. You'll be a thief. You will be a fornicator. You will go and commit adultery and come and shower and lie by your husband comfortably and not feel it. And kick you cry. 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 Because when I go to a jade bed, you know, I'm going to say, a lady told me something. Said, when I committed adultery, I started enjoying the guy more than my husband. Something dropped in my mind. Sometimes a picture of flash. I asked her, what is the circumstance that led to the first adultery? She said, we were in a bar and the guy drank a lot. I said, what did he drink? He said, I don't know, but he mixed some drinks. One was red, one was white. What does your husband drink? He said, orange juice. Orange juice plus red and white.
Listen. Recently, one doctor told me a lot of people are dying of liver and kidney problem because a lot of alcohol is mixed with hard herbals. We. Some even cocaine. In sana onum ye di we afra. In chuma wati anam onum sana moko anum we nkwana onum. In chino wana voice I hear some stabbing. Kekra kekra. It's possible someone say what wati unum sana anum wine. It's possible. It's possible some of you say what wati mutu Guinness. Ochai 25th. With the straw and a new Guinness. And you tell Abba, so I need to church a mouth and I say, I'm in pursuit. It's not because. Oh! No, no, no. Let's correct this one. Is drinking alcohol a sin? No. There is no way the Bible even says you want to drink alcohol, but I give you the consequence. Remember the story? Compromise has consequence. Beer is a mocker, and wine is a brewer. Anyone who is led astray is not wise. I studied the Bible, and I came 70 scriptures that tell you the dangers of alcohol. So there are things, it's not a sin, but it leads you direct. Is kissing a sin? Hey.
No.
As well for Francis, is kissing a sin? Hey. You are going to teach me. Is kissing a sin?
No, please.
Hey. Is kissing a sin?
No, daddy.
Then kiss your neighbor. You say it's not a sin. Okay, let's try this. Is shaking of a hand a sin? Shake your neighbor. Why are you in a hurry to shake and the first one you didn't do it? So you see, I just did a test here. It might not be a sin, but what does it lead to? Once you start, it leads to, for instance, Jesus said, when you look at a woman, you lust after her. You have already committed adultery. Because the constant looking will lead to something. That is the bar of grace. Now, for Jesus to say, a man look at a woman and lust after her, that means a man's problem is his eyes. Every man here, if you get into trouble, it's your eyes. That is why so that play that God will make you blind. There are different kinds of blindness. There are spiritual blindness. It means that you are seeing physically, but in the spiritual, you don't see. There are mental blindness. And there are blindness attracting to beauty. That means that you are doing a dear fool. Now, if your eyes is not your problem, think, meditate, and check all the things you have done. Check all the things you have done. Check the way you are driving and the certain woman, the way you watch them. Those when we preach and they sit down, make their face some way, as if what we are preaching is not quite, they are the one who get into this trouble. They get into it. It's going to get worse. They get into it. You can be a pastor, but there are certain women you don't want to meet them because you know pastoral ship. They have your boxer shorts. Assuming you are preaching, and whilst you are wearing your credit card, remember a lady you have slept with, and you are preaching and sitting there. How will you feel? You think working with God is easy? You think following God is easy? You think becoming a pastor is easy? You think we preach like this because the devil doesn't come after us? Now hear me. There is nothing you will preach that Satan will not try you with. You must defend every message you preach. know why a lot of pastors don't want to preach faith? Because it comes with a lot of tests. When Abraham decided to become a faith preacher, God stopped his, shut his wife's womb for 30 years. So that you will prove to me the way you call yourself a man of faith. It's getting quiet. Okay, with God is not as easy as you are thinking. No. No. Sometimes to get to the palace, you must run away from the naked Mrs. Potiphar. And it's not easy to run away from such nakedness. If it's not because of what is in you, if it's not because of what is in you, no man ran away from a naked woman that look like that's the one you like. It's Christ. So if you don't develop the Christ in you, you become something that is contrary to the Christ you are worshiping. So all the people in church who don't live to please God, let's find out the Christ in them. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things has passed away. Behold, all things has become. Why is it that your own has not passed? Since you became born again, is there anything that you used to do? You have stopped some of them. The majority is still there. It's still there. It's still there. Now, I'm not saying you are not tempted. Everybody will be tempted. If the devil tempts Jesus, he will tempt everybody. But thank God, temptation is not a sin. If temptation is a sin, then Jesus sin, yielding into temptation. So whether you are a preacher, apostle, a deacon, and everything. Now, listen. The guy that you took to the hotel, you slept with. It's possible another man too was tempted with the same guy. The difference is, for Christ's sake, I back off. You also have the Christ, but you yield. Consecration. No, I don't want to ask questions, but they are women here, they are married, but some guys are getting attracted to them. They don't even tell the guy, but when they see him, I like your height. He says, stand up. Is he tall? If he's not married, how many women want to marry him? Look at his head. Fair colored man. You want to say I'm lying, so I'm a liar. Is it lie or ignorant? Which one? Fair colored man, look at his eye. Me down here. I say kapwepwe. Say ye me nunya yenya sofo. Any nam kwanche. Any ton check. Any be journey as you choose back warden. Dien abe warden. Esye. I'm Israel. Why not? I'm enjoying it. I'll choose you. I'm a boy. No, I do a quite well. So not clean. No, I do also. I do me so. No, asa. It's me strapa. And I'm a fota. And you clean. But what's our buffuno? Open Ibra. Who buffuno? Ah, we need a second buffuno. Boss, I know we should appear. Cecilia, open to you. Why? Why we send our dearity? So celebrate where you are. If they don't choose you today, they will. Let me stop preaching. Let me stop preaching. Celebrate where you are. Forget about those who rejected you. You will meet another person you are taller than. Another person is taller than you. You are taller than somebody. And somebody is taller than somebody. Whatever it is, God will make sure your equalizer will meet you. It's life. Why are you so worried about people who doesn't like you? Why are you so worried about people who rejected you? Why don't you give attention to those who celebrate you? All this comes down to attitude. Nobody is killing you, you are the one killing yourself. Yes, sir. Yes, You have given your enemies attention so much that they are becoming big. Short, shorter, shortest. And if you after the shorter, they're a Lilliputians. What is what they say? Amen. Please stay out of those who criticize you. And tell you, Senka Minesi and Nanti, Anka Adia Gelli, a Kobama Mirahu. And I'm a call for another down for Moon Sesame Wassin. The same person who rejected me, now he has accepted me. So don't stand with tall people, stand with short people. It's an idiomatic expression. That means that don't hang around people that you'll be rejected. I like the way Dr. Mike Modoc put it. He said, go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. And I like the way Paul put it. He said, we. Tell your neighbor you are part of it. Oh, I say, tell somebody you are part of the we are part. First Corinthians. No, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, have 5 minutes, verse number 13. Today you didn't let me start preaching early. Let's all read it. Ready, go. Look at the board. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Wait. Let's all read it. Ready, go. Mm-hmm. Now, wait. What did he say? What is the first word there? I like it. He didn't say, I love it. Paul didn't say, I. He said, we. So once we come to Christ, we are all in church. And Paul said, we all have the spirit of faith. But depends on where you are going. Not everybody can be your friend. Let's get it straight. Number 2. This brother is going with me. When he got to this place, she turned back, Chomak, and didn't continue again. As he's going, there is no need to turn and try to go and convince him to come. Because he is part of your history. Where he left, find another brother. And keep going. You have soon not reached where you are going. You came to this place, so you also tell. Most plan, your problem is that we go back to look for people whose heart has departed from us. I told one lady who came to the program in US, and the husband is saying that he has left the house and he is not giving her divorce. He is also saying that much as I don't love you, I don't also want us to divorce. Look at it. So I told her, this is a spirit of wickedness. And when I pick the spirit, it's a spirit that wastes your time. Because at a certain age, nobody will marry you. So it's wasting your time. Watch this. If he drop here, pick another person and start moving. Now, if you manage to come to this place, push my dear. And then this is where you are coming and you sit down with her. This is interpretation. This one is part of your destination, but these ones are part of your history. So there are people in your life, they are part of your history. They are not part of your destination. And let me give you another key. Never try to win people whose heart has left you. When your heart leaves them and you mechanically try to keep them, if they come, they only give you problems. So, honestly, I like people who don't like the family they live. There are those who don't like the family, but they stay. They create more problems. A man that walk out of the house is better than the one that is in the house but doesn't talk to you. The torment of the second is too much. Doesn't eat food. It make you look like you don't exist. We having the same spirit of faith, according as written, I believe and I spoke it. You also believe and therefore speak. So there are two things in the spirit of faith. Everybody say the spirit of faith. We having what? The same what? Not the word of faith, but what? I believe and what? I believe and what? Therefore what? You also believe and what? So what are the two keys in the spirit of faith? Believing and speaking. Believing and speaking. Do you believe you are healed? Speak it. Do you believe you are going to make money? Speak it. Do you believe you are going to do great things? Speak it. Say it before it happens. Don't wait for it to happen before you say it. Tell your neighbor you have the spirit of faith. Because the spirit of faith affects every area of your life. Every area of your life. Don't forget, I just told you, the reason why mountain hear voices and move, because it's voices that created mountain. God called the thing. 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 In Kunim. Gina, have you seen the way he has turned? Why didn't this one tell? Because the voice is not connected to him. So listen, you give attention to the voice that connects to you. That means that if God doesn't hear what he's expecting to hear, he will not respond. Inkunim, have you noticed it? So if this is God, and this is man. The reason this one has turned is that the voice he heard affected. Hey. The reason this didn't turn is that the voice. When you say, hey, things are difficult, God can't hear that. It's so powerful in the spirit of faith that he said, when you are even weak, say you are strong. It's so powerful in the spirit of faith that when you are poor, say you are rich. Because God can hear, I am poor. Another kingdom hears that. Because you are the one that says it's difficult. It might not be difficult the way you see it. Your eye might not see right. The fact that you see difficult now that saw me to be difficult tomorrow. So to change the difficulty to the place of ease, say the ease. And once God hear, I am rich, I am rich, I am blessed. No matter how your pocket is empty, they must find something and put it there. Because God is hearing something that is connected to him. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it's written, I believe and I spoke it. You also believe. And when you believe, the next thing you do is to do what? Speak. Sit down, ladies. Amen. It affects every area of your life. The spirit of faith affects every area of your life. It affects every area of your life. Tell your neighbor, faith, the spirit of faith affects every area of your life. Because believing is an attitude of faith. Believing is an attitude of faith. Paul said, two necessary ingredients. Believing and speaking. Believing and speaking in the spirit of faith. Now watch this. That particular attitude there, it can happen to you when you start working with the spirit, people who have the spirit of faith. So listen, if you get close to me and I open up and you get close to me, I don't need to teach you. Let me tell you something. There are no record that Jesus was extremely teaching the disciples. There is no record that he taught them how to raise the dead. But after he died, they raised the dead. After he died, they raised the dead. If you check the attitude of Peter when he was going to raise Tabitha, When he went to the place, he sacked everybody. Because that is what Jesus did. So when you walk with people here, consciously or unconsciously, something from them will rob you. So hear this. Shh, don't clap yet. If I can see your friends, I can predict your future. Yeah. A pastor called me and told me a testimony. He said, I follow a pastor for 20 years. And I started following you and get close to you. By the grace of God, you open up. Where we were renting, they gave us 2 months to live. 2 months to live. I came to church that day confused because we didn't know where we were going. I don't know where I'm moving the church. And I realized that the pastor I have been following over the year, he has rented the place for 25 years. Then you make a statement and he sent me the picture and said, I got 2 plots of land. I built, and when we were flowing the floor, they were leaving us. I wanted to put it in a place and we are worshiping. And everybody is surprised that it happened. I realized that I picked it from you. Even though you didn't teach me direct, but as I come around you, I notice you don't rent things. So I never taught her. I never taught him. I never said anything. But just closeness, he picked something. Now listen, if you walk around greatness, you don't change, then you are arrogant. Something about your attitude is wrong. You naturally, you don't need to be taught. Now watch this. This is the guys that they call them. They call them. And then they are in front of the synagogue. And one little girl who was holding Kelewele, they say, I know you are one of the disciples. Say, hey, I don't know him. Hey, I swear. Hey. What? Hey. Well, hey. I swear. I don't know him. Another guy came and said, I saw you. You know him. He said, hey, wallahi. Now, book, I say, hey. Basa Koko, I don't know him. The Bible said, Peter swear and curse. Now, after 3 years, something rubbed on them. They are standing before the sun. They say, don't preach again. He said, judge for yourself. The timid guys has copied the boldness of Jesus. And the Bible said the Sanhedrin took notice that they have been with Jesus. Now listen, when we meet you and you are blessed, can we notice who you are associated with? Natural. One of my daughters here was celebrating the birthday and I drove to his house to go and pray for her. When I got there, I was shocked. When I look at the pot and the flowers, then I saw the power of visualization. What you see, the arrangement of the pot, the colors of the pot, everything, the flowers. I mean, then another person told me, he said that, Papa, I am an architect. I belong to the Baptist family. But when I go to anybody's house, I can tell he come to Potter's. Where do you go? Who are your friends? What affects you? If you keep working with the people you are working, I promise your life will never change. Never! The spirit of faith. You are never giving it attention. God said, he that works in the world. Yeah? Oh, and the men were distressed. They were discontented. They were in debt. They moved together. When you are distressed and you are discontented, the next thing that you'll be in debt. And they followed David to the cave of Adullam. And the Bible says, by the anointing of David, they became the mighty men of David. So people that were distressed, people that were discontented, people that were in debt, now they control kingdoms. One of them took a sword and killed giant until the sword cleaved into his hand. Well, you can only kill giant when you want a giant killers. The first person that bring a giant down is David. So if you have ever walked a giant killer, naturally.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Porter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Mutual Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the